Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when he sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Following him, wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, will it be shed for you, for all, for men, for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. How many are you? First communion? 12. This 12, do you have another meaning of 12? Remember, 12 means then again. The 12 apostles, the disciples of Jesus, right? So that's beautiful. 12. Remember, this very important number. Jesus says, "Take it and eat it." It's a command, not just please. If you like, you just take it. Jesus didn't say this. Jesus says, "Take it." What does it mean by you commanding? You take it. Can you take or not take? There's a command. Suppose you have to take it or not to take it. Yes. It's a command. Why Jesus commands us to take his body and blood? Why? Why is that important? Is it very important to take the body of Christ? Is it very important? How important?
Very important.
Why is it very important? Why is it very important to take his body? Why is it very important or little important for you? Very important. They mean to say, Jesus wants us to take him at least every week. So don't be lazy. Just once a year to take him. That's not his command. He wants us. Why do you want us to take him? Because he wants to be close to us. He wants to be as close to your body. Be one with your body. Is it true? When you receive the Blessed Sacrament, he becomes part of your body. Is it true or not true? It's true, very true. So that's important. Jesus wants us to take him so that we no more that we live, but Jesus lives in us. So today onward, remember, Jesus lives in you. You are like a tabernacle. When you receive the Blessed Sacrament in you, keep it for the whole week. Remember, Jesus already in you, in your heart. He wants to stay with you. That's why he said, take it. He wants to be close to us. So very important, remember, try to, every time when you attend Mass, open your heart. Let Jesus come in. That's another very important point. Jesus wants us not to only take him, but he wants us to be one with him, one with Jesus, right? Jesus is the second person of God, right? So when we take him, we take God in us. Jesus is God, right? So with God, we become him. We become another Jesus. We shared his life. He shared his divine life. That's why St. Paul says once, today is not I live, but Jesus lives in me. So matter where you go from today onward, after Holy Communion, remember, take Jesus in your heart, keep it for the whole week, until next week, open your heart, receive Jesus again. His desire, want to be close to us, so that we share his life. Life of Jesus is life of God. That means to always be joyful. Jesus, always joyful. Are you always joyful? Do you ever cry? Yes. So when you cry, it's not joyful, no? So you have to be always, remember that. That's very important. Joyful. It's a sign that he's present. He is present in you. Okay? Tell Jesus, today it is, according to tradition, for the first communicants, whatever you ask will be given. So ask a special grace from Jesus. Think about it now. Don't tell me. Tell Jesus, after receiving communion, tell Jesus your secret. Do you have something to ask Jesus? Some very important in life. Can you ask? Think about it. In your mind. only tell Jesus, not your parents, neither your godparents. Nobody knows. Only you with Jesus. Okay? You want me to remind you again? No? So we pray, all the people, today we pray for you. Because Jesus invites us to share his life, his beautiful life. Of course, when we say we follow Jesus, not only we follow the glory of Jesus, also we share sometimes the cross of Jesus, right? Sometimes some hardships, some difficult moments. Since we have Jesus, we'll tell the Lord, thank you for this little cross. Jesus or not, always say yes to the Father. You too. Yes to the Father. In heaven. Of course, you have to say yes to your Father also on earth. But also, very important, yes to God the Father. Because you today, you belong to Jesus. One with Jesus. So, today, very important moment, we start to ask you some questions about your faith, about your readiness to follow him, so that you have a kind of beautiful heart to accept Jesus into your house. Okay? Now you stand.